The Women's Ashes is still going on at the moment. It is an interesting format. The test match was drawn between the Australian women and the English women, and then the one-day series so far, England have won two of the three of those. After Australia won the first one, England have got away with two victories in the subsequent games there, and it's now down to three 2020 matches with the Ashes on the line, and we'll give you a full wrap of the T20 series next week on the show. But some good performances coming out of the one dayers so far. We will highlight those now, and starting with game one, which was a good result for the Southern Stars girls. They certainly got things off on the right foot, and Jess Johnson, player of the match in that one, she picked up four wickets with the ball, a very handy spell of bowling from her, 4 for 38, and was the standout performer with the ball in that one. Although Erin Osborne from the Lendlease Breakers of New South Wales earned player of the match. She picked up 3 for 39 off 10. Very economical stuff from her, and throw in her 18 runs with the bat, giving her the player of the match honours. And in game two, it wasn't as rosy for the Australians. They didn't get the result they wanted in the end, though there were some still positives to take out of that one. We had, with the bat, the work of Jessica Cameron was outstanding in that game. England still won by 51 runs, but in the Australian innings, I should mention too that Meg Lanning batted very well in the first game for the Australians, posting a half century in that one. But it was Jess Cameron from the Victorian Spirit, teammate of Meg Lanning. She made 81 after it was trouble early for the Australians. They were 2 for 2 at one stage, weren't able to recover, unfortunately, to get the result they were after. Some good batting from Jess Johnson in that one, 34 off 34 towards the end, and again picking up two wickets with the ball. Jess Johnson, a positive series for her. Sarah Coit also picking up two wickets in that one. And then the rain affected game, that was unfortunate that that one was reduced. It made it a little bit difficult, England winning by 5 wickets in the end. And some good performances still from the Southern Stars girls. Meg Lanning 64 at the top of the order, and Elise Perry coming in and bashing a few around, 45 off 38 balls, including 4 boundaries and a 6. A great performance from her in Australia's 4 for 203 off their 36 overs. But England were able to chase it down. Erin Osborne picking up 3 for 49 with the ball, but it was not enough, and England claiming a 2-1 lead in the series, which was split up, as I said earlier, over the test matches, the 3-1 dayers, and of course, the three T20 internationals. So we'll be wishing the girls all the best in those T20 games when they roll around.